Set in the intimate Utzon room with one special detour to the studio, the Utzon Music Series showcases an exquisite mix of chamber music across cultures, generations and traditions. 11 performances from February to November, 34 international local artists come together for Australian debuts, striking collaborations and virtuosic solo sets. The 2026 program promises to further expand the series' reach even further. To discuss the Utzon series, I am joined by the curator of the series, performer and arts advocate Genevieve Lacey over Zoom. Genevieve, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Thanks so much, Cameron. I'm very well, and particularly after having just heard that song. That was gorgeous.
I feel like it's a really great segue into the Utzon series because
it is
such.
I'd like to book that immediately.
I could send you some information for you so you can have a further look at them. No, it's because this Utzon series is so broad. Like you've promised to, it's your second year in a row curating the series. So I suppose congratulations for that. And you've promised to expand it even further, which it already is an extremely broad series of music series. So how have you gone even further this year than you have last year? What's new? What's different?
I guess there are all sorts of things that are new and different, but I'm also trying to build on what we've done this year. And I've been so inspired and encouraged by the generous response of audiences, of course, from the musicians themselves. But it seems to me that there's a particularly open-hearted and curious group of listeners who are beginning to gather around this series. And so I guess I wanted to encourage them to keep coming and to sort of step further into this adventure and this idea that chamber music is really just small-scale, intimate music in a small room where there's a conversation on stage between the musicians that spills over into the listening space. And that can take many forms. It comes from many parts of the world, many different genres. And I think particularly now, for me, the most interesting musicians are the ones who are increasingly genre agnostic, who take their sources of inspiration from many sources and blur and blend and play with them. So there's lots of that in the series.
Yeah, so did you have any specific criteria when you were looking for performers to invite into the series?
Yeah, I am interested in musicians who are brilliant and singular and curious and generous. So people who've kind of finding their own path through a life in music. I guess I'm not necessarily so interested in people who are following a straight line, who are doing what they might be expected to do. It's really interesting to find people who, I suppose, have the imagination and the courage to really carve out their own voice and style and life in music, and to have the chance to introduce those people to audiences in such a gorgeous context is a real privilege.
There's quite a lot of features in the 2026 catalogue. Is there any that particularly stood out to you in this catalogue, or is that like asking you to choose a favourite child?
Well, it is like asking me to choose a favourite child, but inspired by what I just heard before we started talking, there are a couple of things that I imagine might be particularly of interest to your listeners. So we take one detour, I guess, next year out of Utzon Room itself. So Utzon Room, for anyone who hasn't been there, is to me the heart of the building in the Opera House in that it's the only room that's built specifically to Jørn Utzon's specifications. So it's quite small. It's absolutely gorgeous. He designed the chairs. He designed a gorgeous tapestry on the back wall. And as an audience member, you come in, you're offered a lovely glass of sparkling champagne from our friends at Pommery, or sparkling water if you'd prefer that. You're looking through plate glass windows onto water views, and it's pretty special. But for one concert next year, we're going to step into the studio. And we do that particularly because this is such an interesting cross-cultural collaboration, and it's a kind of a semi-staged work which needs more sophisticated lighting, staging and sound. So that one really came to mind when I was listening. So, and that's the brilliant Sunny Kim's ensemble, Okai, and that's happening in June. And it's a most gorgeous meditation on water as a life force across many different languages and cultures in music. So an ensemble of five women who are working, I would argue, really at the forefront of cross-cultural work in Australia, and blending Persian influences, Chinese influences, contemporary Australian influences, and then Sunny grew up in South Korea. So that's a particularly gorgeous work that I think might be of interest. And one other, there's a trio coming to us in November, and they're called Zagorami. Sorry, they're in October, which is Polish for behind the mountain, which apparently is often the way that you start a story. It's like saying, once upon a time, behind the mountain, dot, dot, dot. And these three musicians traverse many sort of languages in music. I guess if I had to categorize them, I'd say they're a jazz trio. But their influences are folk, their medieval music and contemporary classical music, and they are absolutely stunning. And their debut release was on the cult German label ECM. So if anyone listens to that label, you know that that means that it's kind of moody, brooding, incredibly beautiful lyrical music.
It really, you're really leaning into the cross cultural, cross genre music scene here. It seems like there will be something for everyone here. So if anyone listening wants to peruse the series catalog this for 2026, where can they go to find out more?
They can just go to the Sydney Opera House website and they can find us there. So if you Google Utzon Music 2026. All 11 of our concerts are there. We've got really great student discounts for anyone who's interested in those. We have an early bird special going on at the moment till mid-December, and they're quite substantial discounts. And we love repeat offenders, so we're really trying to encourage people to come to multiple concerts. So, again, there are significant discounts if you're able to decide already that you'd like to come to two or three things. It'll be really worth your while financially as well as, of course, artistically.
Lovely stuff. Genevieve, thank you so much for coming on to having a chat about the Utzon series. Second year in a row curating, so congratulations again. And it looks like a wonderful series next year.
Thanks, Cameron, and thanks for listening. We'd love to make anyone welcome.
Wonderful. That was Genevieve Lacey, arts advocate and performer and curator, second year in a row of 2026 Utzon series at the Sydney Opera House.